This goes to Tammy Milbocker, Milbocker. Fax 989-779-1160. And Prestige Center, Prestige Center, Center. Also fax 989-779-1160. Regarding Beverly, B-E-V-E-R-L-Y, Van Horn, V like Victor, A, N like November, capital H-O-R, N like November, date of birth 10-4 of 1938. Dear Miss Milbocker and Prestige Center, this is a follow-up visit, a face-to-face follow-up visit with Mrs. Van Horn with stage 4 chronic kidney disease. Her son brings her for this visit today. And her last visit was August 7th of 2023, so she was past due for a follow-up visit. She feels like she's doing better. Since she was last seen, she's had a permanent pacemaker placed and also a Watchman device was placed this year. She had been having a lot of vertigo and frequent falls before the Watchman was placed. And since it was placed, she's had no more vertigo. And she has had a few falls, but she did trip on something, her son reports, to cause the fall. No injuries and no hospitalizations occurred after the falls. She is feeling well today. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. She does have edema that is stable of the lower extremities. Her weight is stable, and urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medications, she's on a vitamin B12 tablet, Protonics 20 milligram daily, fentanyl patch is 25 microgram every 72 hours, methotrexate 2.5 milligram tabs, 8 tablets once a week, gabapentin is 100 milligram 3 times a day, bisoprolol 5 milligram twice a day, folic acid 1 milligram daily, nitroglycerin sublingual as needed for chest pain, magnesium oxide 400 milligram twice a day. She has Excedrin as needed for migraine, saline nasal spray. Atorvastatin is 80 milligram daily. Tylenol for arthritis, rarely used, as needed for pain. Imodium, or it's loperamide, L-O-P-E-R-A-M-I-D-E, 2 milligram 4 times a day as needed for diarrhea. Aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Norco is 5-325 up to twice a day as needed for breakthrough pain. Cymbalta, 30 milligram daily. Lantus, insulin, 10 units daily. Remeron, 30 milligram daily. Vesicare, 10 milligram daily. Metamucil is 2 capsules twice a day. Vitamin D3, 2,000 units daily. Bentyl is 20 milligram daily as needed for abdominal pain. Benadryl, 25 milligram every 6 hours as needed for allergic reactions or allergies, not used very often. And Gemtesa, it's G-E-M like Mary, T-E-S-A, 75 milligram per urology direction. Physical exam, the patient is alert and oriented, pleasant, cooperative, and no apparent distress. Weight, 185 pounds. Pulse 62 and blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 132 over 80. Her neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Lungs are clear with somewhat diminished bases, no wheezes, no rails. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites. And she does have minimal ankle edema. Trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done August 23rd, 2024. Creatinine was 2.28. She does fluctuate between 1.8 up to 2.3 at max. calcium 9.7, sodium was 137, potassium was elevated at 5.7, carbon dioxide 27, albumin 3.3, liver enzymes normal, estimated GFR is 21. Hemoglobin A1C was 7. And her hemoglobin 10.8, normal white count, and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease. We did ask that the patient have monthly lab studies done. However, she did not hasn't had any done since the end of August, so we've asked that she'd get them done at this point, about 6 weeks later. We've asked that she be on a low-potassium diet, and she should avoid oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs as much as possible. She should follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and she should have a follow-up visit in the Mount Pleasant office within the next 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.